And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to go over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hard to believe we don't have snow on the ground yet.
I know. Don't even say that word.
Well, I said yet.
You know it's going to happen, but how could we be so lucky? And I think all the temps this week are going to be pretty stellar. I mean, it's exciting to have this nice of weather.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And so that opens up all sorts of different possibilities for us here at the library because, you know, we always have something going on here. Anyway. In fact, coming up, starting tomorrow, is the 1st of December. Can you believe it, Paul? The 1st of December.
Yeah, that's what I meant. No snow on the ground. It's going to be December tomorrow.
I know. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
No.
Do you have your tree up?
No. I did get Frosty out, my snowman out front and the other day, so.
Okay.
That's about the only decorations we got up.
Yeah, well, we have a few more at home and stuff, so. Yeah. But here at the library, we're starting December 1st off with having an after-school movie, and guess what movie we're showing?
Elf?
The Grinch.
The Grinch, okay.
Yes, and who knows, maybe we'll have a special visit, too. We don't know. But anyway, so December 1st at 3:30, so after school, we have an after-school movie here at the library, and of course it's free. It's for, you know, children and families and everything, and it'll be go from 3:30 to 5, and we are showing The Grinch. No registration is needed. You just kind of show up, and of course, you know, we'll be having popcorn and all that lovely stuff, too. And then Steve Starrood will be here also on Wednesday, December 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. to help you with all your computer, your tech, you know, any questions that you have on a variety of topics. And then, of course, this Saturday on December 4th, we're having Gingerbread House Building. And so that does require registration, and this is for children that are preschool up to 6th grade. It is free. All the supplies and materials are included. If you have a child 9 or younger, they need to be accompanied by an adult and everything. And we do have some openings still anyway. And so keep that in mind. Give us a call at 289-1681 and make sure to register for this wonderful event. It is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Gingerbread House Building is a blast. So make sure that you sign up for that. And then, of course, on Wednesday, December 8th, we have bingo. And then we are also releasing our adult take and make on the 6th of December. And that is a gnome take and make ornament that's super cute.
Mm.
You'll have to check all this stuff out on our Facebook and everything. And as well as our website. And then we are also having an adult in-person class, giant paper ornament decor. And if you want to stop in at the library and check out what that is, I have some on display here, and they are pretty awesome. You would not believe what I can make with 9 paper bags. I'm up for the challenge, Paul.
There you go. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yes.
Were you creative?
I guess I am. but we have all sorts of stuff. We have take and makes. Every week we have something going on for children and families. Just check out our schedule. We'll be releasing our newsletter out tomorrow that will give you all the information and things that we have going on the month of December. Just a little something for everyone, of course.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sure.
Well, what are people reading, Cindy?
I don't know if they're reading that much. I think they're decorating, they're baking, they're shopping.
Eating?
But they're, that's like the number one thing that everybody wants to do,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
During the holiday. Anyway, sure, but there are a few new books out to talk about. And so for hardcover fiction, David Baldacci has a book out. It's the fourth in his Atlee Pine series. And so if you are a David Baldacci fan, make sure that you get on the list for that because it says Atlee discovers her twin sister survived an abduction at age 6. And then we continue the fight with Clive Cussler's The Devil Sea by Dirk Cussler. Dirk Pitt's latest adventure involves a missing Buddhist artifact, a failed hypersonic missile, and a hijacked ship. So you know that's all about adventure, don't you?
Yep.
And then Tom Clancy's Chain of Command by Mark Cameron is the 21st book in the Jack Ryan series. And we've got a lot of fans of this series. So that's a new book that is just out. So you're going to want to get on the list for that as well. And then hardcover nonfiction, we've got The 1619 Project. It's edited by Nicole Hannah-Jones, Caitlin Roper, Elena Silverman, and Jake Silverstein. It's viewing America's entanglement with slavery and its legacy in essays adapted and expanded from the New York Times Magazine. So kind of an interesting collection there. Also, another collection is The All-American Christmas by Rachel Campos Duffy and Sean Duffy. That is also a holiday memories collection from the staff of Fox News. So, yeah, so there's a few interesting things out there. And if you've got a favorite author that you like to follow, make sure you stop on down here or give us a call, and we'll let you know when their latest book is out, because we all have our favorites.
Well, Cindy, where's the tell us where you're located and what your hours are.
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. And our hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 2. And we are closed on Sundays. Keep that in mind. We can be reached, of course, at our website, as well as checking out us on Facebook, where we post lots of pictures of classes and things that are happening here at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time, and maybe we'll have a few presents wrapped under the tree by then.
Yeah, you never know, or maybe a tree or two up.
There you go. I know you put up more than one, so.
Yeah, well, I have a little tree collection, so I don't know if you can really count how many trees I have. So, anyway, but they range in size from probably about a few inches up to 9 feet.
Yep, yep. So, I know how you like Christmas.
Yep, it's a little crazy.
All right, thanks. Right. Yep, thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library.